More children have been self-harming, as reports of young people presented in hospitals have spiked during the pandemic. More than 40 children and teenagers have been rushed to emergency departments in New South Wales for self-harm every day. COVID-19 and lockdowns are continuing to affect mental health and well-being of children. Dr. Emily Berger is an educational and developmental psychologist and senior lecturer at Monash University, and she speaks with the Wires TIUN about the issue.
I believe that more children are self-harming because COVID-19 and the pandemic has increased stress, anxiety and uncertainty. And one of the things that people might do to cope with stress, anxiety and uncertainty, particularly young people, is to engage in self-injury or self-harm. So it's no surprise to me that the pandemic and an increase in self-harm go hand in hand.
Are there any particular groups more at risk than others?
I think there are definitely, my work looking at pandemics and my work looking at self-harm, definitely there are groups that are more at risk. So particularly young people who know of someone who has self-harmed, either a friend or a family member, if there's existing mental health difficulties, either the young person has their own mental health difficulties or they have family who have mental health problems, because that all leads into household dysfunction and difficulties in the household. And of course, that's another catalyst for distress during the pandemic, but also that leads on to potential self-harm where families have experienced isolation, loss of employment, increased disadvantage. And so it's all these cumulative factors that lead a young person to either self-harm for the first time, or they might re-engage in the behaviour because they've lost access to support systems that were once in place that protected them, like going to school, for example, or routines. They've lost those protective factors, and so it might lead them to move back to self-harm as a behaviour to cope.
What can parents and teachers be doing, and what signs should they be looking for?
It's really important for parents and teachers to try as best as they can not to act, with horror, shock, show, disapproval or judgment, because young people who self-harm, they know they shouldn't engage in the behaviour. They're doing it to help to regulate their emotions or deal with the stresses that they're experiencing. And so there's already a lot of shame and guilt built into that. And so young people are going to be hypervigilant to those messages. Talking to young people in a really open, curious way about, what the injuries are and also how they care for the injuries as well. So a harm minimization approach is also really important to have in the conversation, because if a young person does self-injure or self-harm, it's obviously important that the young person has the skills and strategies and the confidence to seek help, because you've responded in a really open, caring, compassionate way, but also to care for their wounds and know when they need to seek help as well. That's really important.
How might we treat the wounds?
So a really good way in terms of treating the wounds, it's really important in a non-confrontational way and in a curious way, a respectful way, and with patience and kindness for the young person, to ask questions about where they've injured themselves, what they might have used to injure themselves, have they done it before? So asking questions, have they done it before? Asking the young person how they would normally care for the wound, so what they did, and so we can provide affirming comments to the young person around how they deal with the injuries when they occur. So it's really just about asking the young person questions. Of course, it's really important from a school perspective or even from a parent perspective to seek medical treatment, seek treatment from the school nurse, or for parents to seek medical help for wounds, particularly those that are quite severe.
And as a nation, how should we be tackling this issue?
There's been lots of calls for greater access to mental health practitioners in schools. I think also, giving young people the skills and strategies so that they can support themselves, but also support peers.
Educational and developmental psychologist and senior lecturer at Monash University, Dr. Emily Berger, speaking with the Wires TIUN. If you or anyone you know has self-harmed or thought about it, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Kids Helpline on 1-800-55-1800.